Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Bridal Talk Radio with Together Marriages. My name is Deidre Russo, and I am co-founder, along with my husband, of Together Marriages. And we are marriage coaches, we're marriage mentors, and we have an awesome date night program. We will be interviewing two people tonight, Victor and Vivian Strong. They are the leaders of Sharon Baptist Church Marriage Ministry. I just want you guys to sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation for grown and married folks. We will be taking questions toward the end of the show if time permits. So at that time, if you guys would like to call in, you can call in to 347-996-3160. Again, 347-996-3160.
Hello?
Hello, Vivian.
Hi.
Hey, Sister Vivian, how are you?
Good, and you? How are you doing?
That's good. I'm fine.
Good.
Did your husband get a chance to log on?
I'm here.
He should be. Yes.
Okay. Hey, Brother Victor, how are you?
Okay, and yourself?
All right, I can't complain. We just wanted to dialogue with you guys a little. We wanted to talk about the purpose of marriage ministry. We know a lot of people get married, and I just recall Bishop Reed saying that it was the ideal, then it became an ordeal, and then you want a new deal because you know it's the real deal. So that just resonated in my soul for years and years and years. And I just wanted to dialogue with you guys to, you know, get an explanation of the purpose of marriage ministry. We all know the purpose of marriage ministry because we've married and we've been married, but there are folks that are married that don't know the purpose of marriage ministry. Some people confuse marriage ministry with marriage counseling, and if they come out to marriage ministry, they're like, well, we don't need that because it's marriage counseling. So I just wanted to get some information from you about what do you guys perceive as marriage ministry. And before we do that, I just wanted to do a quick introduction on both of you guys. For everybody who is listening, we're talking to Victor and Vivian Strong. Again, they are deacon and deaconess in training at the Sharon Baptist Church. They are also servant leaders over the Sharon Baptist Church Marriage Ministry. They also have completed certifications in the Mastering the Mysteries of Love Couples Communication Program. They are certified biblical counselors. They have completed marriage mentoring. They also have been working in marriage ministry for 8 years. The last 2 years, they have been the ministry leaders at Sharon Baptist Church. Their philosophy for marriage ministry is iron sharpens iron and friends help friends. So we just thank them so much because they feel it important for couples to fellowship with each other and be accountable in their marriages. So we thank them so much for everything that they're doing in marriage ministry and helping couples, and they do understand that God's purpose for their marriage and how to solve problems in their marriage. So couples should invest time, resources, as well as in their heart and in their marriages. Victor is a term sales manager, and Vivian is an accountant. They have three children and live in Philadelphia. So without further ado, we want to welcome Victor and Vivian.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you asking us to come on your program this evening, and I hope everybody is okay. But just starting off a little bit, thank you for the introduction. I knew my wife wrote that up, and I'm flattered.
Amen.
But I did want to say a little bit about the purpose and what we try to do at Sharon Baptist Church with the awesome responsibility of, and we call it working along with couples. We may be serving leaders, but we're all in this thing together. We're really just committed to bringing couples together for an intimate relationship with the couples and with God. And we feel that we can try to help provide the tools for them to enrich their marriage through education and activities, and to provide a biblical advice on how to encourage and equip couples the word of God that's going to help them when they go through difficult times. And that's the whole thing. We all go through difficult times, but you need to have the resources and the tools to be able to overcome that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was finished.
Okay. So what would you say the difference would be for marriage ministry versus marriage counseling? Because we know that people get the two confused. So I just wanted you to explain it in layman terms so people will understand, so people will come out to marriage ministry, so they will invest in their marriage to have a prosperous marriage that they feel as though they're going to have prior to getting married.
That one, babe?
I think one of the important things to remember is counseling, especially biblical counseling, it's there to help you get through difficult problems in your marriage that you can't resolve on your own. So that's what counseling is supposed to do. It's supposed to help you get through that and hopefully remain together and just overcome the obstacles that you're facing. Marriage ministry is similar, but we're not focusing on you and your particular issue. I guess we're not going through the steps of resolving your particular issue. We are using many of the tools that we learn and that have worked for us in our marriage and other long-term marriages, you know, just to have fun and share and hopefully rub off on each other. That is the goal of marriage ministry. It's not so stiff and it's not so formal. It's just like minds getting together and just feeding off of each other, helping each other through the rough patches. In marriage counseling, you have to go through and you have to talk about your issue. But in marriage ministry, you may hear something that somebody else says that blesses you. By the same token, you might bless somebody else. So we're actually all helping each other. Whereas in, you know, marriage counseling, it's just you and the counselor, or you and your husband and the counselor. In ministry, you are far-reaching. Your marriage is far-reaching.
Amen. Amen. And that really is a blessing because we got started at Sharon Baptist. That's why I wanted you to be our first guest as we launch this.
Oh, that's nice.
Marriage mentoring.
Yes.
We got started at Sharon Baptist, and you guys are doing such a phenomenal job over there. I mean,
thank you.
And we thank you guys so much for everything that you invest. Everyone love you, and we just love your spirit. We love how you guys reach out and minister to the couples, because that is important. It was something that people were saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's the truth. You guys really care. So we thank you so much for everything that you have done, doing, and are going to do. And we just want to know how people can reach out to Sharon Baptist Marriage Ministry. Do you guys have an email address? Do you guys have a telephone number that you can give for people who are looking to enrich their marriage, for people who are looking to broaden their horizon, for people who are looking to fellowship with like-minded couples?
Absolutely. The telephone number is 610-517-3689, or you can call the church at 215-473-3000. And the email address that you can reach us at is V as in Victor, Z as in Zebra, Strong, STRONG, at AOL.com.
Okay. Amen. Now, we'll have Victor and Vivian distribute that information a few times prior to the end of the broadcast. But now, I wanted to know, Victor, I'm going to put you on the spot. My husband,
okay.
My husband will be coming on in a minute, because you know that it is an epidemic of infidelity within marriages all over, no matter what kind of religion, whether you are rich, it's just an epidemic. And I just wanted you to speak to that as a counselor, to speak to that and give us your thought process on that and, you know, what it is that you can do to encourage brothers.
Well, one of the things that I know that has always helped me is we have a powerful organization called Mighty Men. And just as we have marriage enrichment, even if you don't have a men's ministry, or you need an accountability partner, somebody that you can talk with when things start going that kind of way, somebody that is a godly person that reflects a lot of the same principles that you do, somebody that you can talk to. But the infidelity part is you're not just sinning against your wife, you're sinning against God.
Mm.
And God is the main focus, because without God, we couldn't do this marriage thing at all. But with him, he makes this all possible. So you're not just committing an act against your family, your wife, it's against God, and there's consequences with that. And if you want to still receive your blessings, or you don't want to block your blessings, that's one of the quickest way that you'll do that. So just try to have people around you that you can go to and talk to when you're getting ready to go through some type of situation. Open up your Bible. There's help there. There's different places that you can go when you're not thinking clearly. So I guess the biggest thing I can say is that, you know, get an accountability partner. You know, go to a marriage ministry. Go to your men's ministry, and that will help you.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you two more questions.
Sure.
I wanted to know, God's Mighty Men, that is a strong, awesome ministry, and that's where I got my mighty man from.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
God's Mighty Men. So I can attest to that. But I wanted to know, when and where can the brothers go to Mighty's Men, and how can they get in touch with whoever is the leader over at the Mighty Men Ministry?
Well, the Mighty Men Ministry is generally every Thursday at 7:30, right in the administration building at Sharon Baptist Church. And the good thing about Mighty Men is that you don't have to be a member. You know, everybody can attend. And the ministry leader is Minister Tony Barnett and Minister Don Deal, and they do a phenomenal job. There's brothers there from many different churches, and it's that camaraderie there, and the speakers that they bring in are really touching on subjects that we as men need to hear. So that's the same number, 215-473-3000, and they will be glad to give a message to Minister Barnett or anybody that, you know, wanted to come, or they can just show up, and that would be great.
Okay, excellent. And also, can you tell us when does the Marriage Enrichment Ministry meet and where?
Oh, that's great. Well, we generally meet in the administration building, also on the third floor in the Hope Cafe, and that's every third Saturday.
Oh, we changed that, honey.
What's that?
We changed it to the fellowship hall.
Oh, yeah. Well, we go in the fellowship hall, but this month coming up, we'll be up there in the Hope Cafe. We're actually going to fellowship because we do a Sunday service on Saturday. So Marriage Enrichment for the month of January will be attending our Saturday church service, and then we're going to have afterwards a little fellowship with the couples.
Oh,
can I jump in?
Yes, mm-hmm. Please, because I was coming for you, Vivian.
Well, I want to add just a couple more details to that. We're
okay.
Going to the Saturday service, but we're going with a purpose. At the beginning of every year, the couples take a pledge in marriage enrichment to work on their marriages. And this year, we're working on understanding marriage better and problem solving in our marriage. So we are going to sign a petition.
Amen.
In front of the pastor. We are asking the pastor to bless our marriages and to encourage us in what we're trying to do and the goals we're trying to meet for 2014.
Wow.
So we are
awesome.
Going to the Saturday service, but we have a purpose in mind.
Okay, now, that is unheard of, and we can certainly, us married couples can certainly appreciate that. And
yes.
I just want to know, that when is that taking place? That didn't take place yet, did it?
That's going to be January the 18th at 5 o'clock in the Hope Cafe. That's where Saturday service is going to be.
Okay, so the Hope Cafe is located in the administration building, right?
Yes. On the third floor.
Okay, right, just so, you know, the guests will understand. Well, you guys are really, really doing a remarkable job. And I know my husband is dying to jump in. So without further ado, I think of my mighty man of God.
Amen.
Victor and Vivian, how are you guys this evening?
Oh,
hello.
How you doing?
How
mighty
are
man?
You, White?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Well, listen, I got a question for you guys. For those who are looking to go into leadership, what advice would you give someone who's looking to go into leadership position for the first time? It would be a helpful hint or encouragement to them.
Well, I'd say, personally, be a servant first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've got to learn to serve before you can lead.
Yeah.
And if leadership is in your plans, God will direct your steps.
Amen.
Now, I would like to add that you can't do it alone. You need like-minded servant-minded people on your team, and you will make miracles happen if you do that. We are blessed with an awesome team. Awesome.
Yes.
Their hearts are, you know, the marriage ministry is in their blood, and they just do a phenomenal job, and we are so grateful and blessed to have them.
Good, great. And also, how do you guys go about as far as choosing your leadership group?
You want to answer that, honey?
No, go ahead, babe.
We inherited many of the couples. They were already there, and they stayed on, and you know, they adjusted to, you know, our vision and our goals for the ministry. But we also keep our eye out, and we ask our team to keep their eye out for couples that might fit in with the ministry. And sometimes they come to us and say, you know, we'd like to be on the ministry. We'd like to help couples also. And we interview them and, you know, just see if they might be a fit.
Great. I'll tell you, so most of them guys that still on leadership are the ones when we've been here, what, 7 years ago?
Yes. Mm. A few.
Okay. And I also know being in leadership as yourself, there's a weight of responsibilities on you guys as leaders.
Yes.
So has there ever been any negative effects on your other areas in your life because of the leadership role that you play?
Oh, yeah. I like to talk about that for a second. You know that the evil spirit or the devil is going to attack you first and foremost.
Yes.
And he tries to attack your weaknesses. But you've got to really stay focused and know what that is. When you start getting closer to God, he senses that, and he tries to throw roadblocks up. So you know that you're getting somewhere when you start getting attacked. I was just saying that to somebody today. The closer you get, the more the attacks are going to come. And it's not necessarily always just through you or your wife. It could be through your children. So you just got to stay in the word of God and stay worded up, and he'll make sure you get through that.
Amen. It's a challenge out there, though, but like you said, stay in prayer, keep the Bible with you at all times. It's not like listen to the word of God each and every day, even spiritually. Music, whatever it takes to get you through that day, you got to do it. The devil is attacking each and every day, each and one of us, especially as far as leaders concerned. And like you said, we have to just be with like-minded people that's going to get you through. Someone who will pray with you, just encourage you during your time of need.
Yeah.
So you're going to always have distractions. You're going to always have people that have other agendas, but you just got to really listen to their concerns, of course, and just try to work it out, you know, and just keep pressing.
But I always say one thing, which I always tell everyone that I come in contact with as far as marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is the most difficult relationship there is, but it's also the most rewarding because God ordained it. So I always say marriage is for the mature audience. You got to be mature.
Right.
It's not a game of tug of war, which a lot of us play when we say I do, not knowing the real meaning of marriage.
Yes.
And it's a shame because in today's time, people want to get married, but no one wants the counseling or the coaching to get them through to prepare them for marriage.
Yes. And that's important, what you said, getting prepared for marriage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, a successful marriage, right, is not one without problems, but is one where problems are going to be worked out.
That's it.
Where you stick together, you face up to your problems, you discover, you know, different things about each other. And if your heart is hardened, you'll learn how God can soften it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a process. It's not a single production or anything like that. It's not a six-week performance, right? It is a job. It's a lifelong contract.
Yes.
Yes. Not a try it, buy it, right?
Yes.
That's right.
It's not for sissy.
I have a question. I know just getting back to different things that couples can do to advance their marriage and to enhance it. Like my husband and I, Wednesdays is our devotions, is our couples devotion. We do it every Wednesday. Fridays is our date night. We do date night every Friday. But as far as the couple's devotion, what we do is, like, my husband might do something that irritate me, and opposed to me addressing it, I address it through the Word of God, and so do he. And every week, like, one Wednesday, I bring the Word. The next Wednesday, he bring the Word. So we are addressing issues within the Word of God. So if you're in the Word of God, you just can't go wrong. So I just wanted to know, like, if you guys, how do you guys overcome issues that you have, whether small or large? And really, it's, you know, believe it or not, it's the minor things. If you don't attack and deal with those minor things, they can become major.
Yes.
So I just wanted you guys to tell us, like, some things that you guys may do when you guys see that you're clashing, because you guys come from two different backgrounds. So you're going to clash every once in a while, because I know my mama raised me one way and my husband's mama raised him another way, and then sometimes
Amen.
We clash.
Yes.
Like with us, my mother had 11 children.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I'm number 10. My husband knew I was going here. I'm number 10. I'm next to the baby. So I had 9 people telling me what to do all of my life, my 9 siblings, plus I had my parents, my mom and my dad. So I get married to a man who has siblings, and he's the oldest. And he had the pleasure of ruling, if you will, you know.
Yeah.
So
so
he came into marriage with that. So that's one of the things that we clashed, and that's one of the things that we still deal with this day. You know, it's not major like it was in the beginning, because it's like, look, I had people tell me what to do all my life. I am not going to allow you to just tell me what to do. But once I expressed how I felt about it, he adjusted. But he means well, and it's good in what he does, but his presentation sometimes can be a little harsh for me. And then I'll say, babe, you know, tone it down or whatever. And then, you know, he'll, you know, and he get in touch and in tune with the Lord. And then sometimes I just pray and, you know, God have his way. So I just wanted to know, like, if you guys are going having an issue, because you guys are in leadership. So leaders, it's like you got to have something. You got to have a plan. It ain't no what if it should happen. No, it's going to happen. So what do you guys do in that sense?
You can go first.
You want me to go first?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we have evolved in the way we handle our differences and conflict in our marriage. When we first got married, it was a lot more volatile than it is now. We have actually matured and grown, and I guess our trust and it doesn't bother us as much, but when it does, a lot of times what works for me and my husband is we have to go in our separate corners, so to speak. We're in the, you know, we're in the rink together, and we're duking it out, or, you know, having our conflict. But we know we have to go in our separate corners sometimes, because his approach to resolving it is very different from mine sometimes. I need to go off in my corner and mull things over. My husband likes to talk about it right now. And so it doesn't work for me to talk about it right now, because I can be more emotional. So once I think it through and calm down, I'm able to talk it through with him. But if he forces me to talk to him right now, it's not necessarily pretty. So what we do is we just agree to disagree for a while until we agree to talk it through.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that's one of the things we do.
Excellent. You guys are on the same page, so you already know, like, when intense fellowship happens, you guys like corners, like getting we going in our corner, so you guys already know.
and that's something that developed over time.
Yes.
You know, we noticed some years back that it was a cycle. You know, we had to go through those cycles to figure out, hey, we're here again. So as we would go through those cycles each time, we begin to get more calmer each time. So I'm saying all that to say that it's a process. You know, just getting to know each other and going through different things, you have to go through it a few times to actually get it. So any younger couples out there has to understand that it's not going to happen right away. Things are going to come up. It's just when. You know,
yeah,
so be prepared for it.
And don't be afraid when it does.
Right.
It's part of your life process, your marriage process.
Amen. Amen. Well, married couples, I hope you guys are getting this, because this is some stuff that you can't even pay for. Sister Vivian, I have a question for you, and then I'm going to let my husband, because, you know, I'm just jumping in on his time. But Sister Vivian, I just wanted to ask you a question. As far as a sister, as far as a wife, what would you say to wives who have stepped out of the marriage and committed adultery? What would you say to the wives, and how can issues such as this be resolved? What action plan would you create to help wives get from the infidelity or having an affair, if you will, back to the rightful place where God called her to be as a wife?
Okay. What I think is, first of all, we all sin and fall short. So your infidelity is no different from the murderer, from the liar, from the, you know, it's all sin. So that being said, when you fall short and you give in to what your sin issue is, and that being infidelity in this case, first thing you have to do is you have to apologize to God and your spouse. And you have to understand that your spouse, it may take your spouse a long time to trust you again, to come to terms and accept what you've done. And you know, you messed up. So you're going to have to live with that. Whatever your spouse's response is, you have to live with it and let that wave ride. And I think that's where a lot of people that do mess up, they feel like, well, you know I messed up, but you need to forgive me. But it doesn't always happen in your time. You have to allow that spouse, you know, your spouse that you have hurt, and you've, you know, broken the trust with, you have to allow them to trust you again, and they have to feel comfortable doing that. So you're going to have to also make it up to them. You can't just step out on your spouse and then, you know, keep the same attitude and the same behavior and think that your marriage is going to survive. Something has to change, because you need to assure your spouse that you're not going to do that again. And you need to be clear that you're not going to do it again also. I mean, like I said, everybody falls short, but it can't be a pattern if you want your marriage to be successful. Infidelity cannot be a pattern in your marriage.
Well, Vivian, Listen to what you said when you said, like I said, this is true. We all fall short of the glory of God because we all have sin and fall short, right? Now, but as I noticed when it comes to infidelity, as far as men are concerned, we want the relationship back if we committed the adultery end of it, but we don't want the help. And I think from what I've learned over the years in dealing with men, we allow the pride to sink in so far that there's no turning back for the help because we're ashamed of people knowing what we did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, Victor, what advice could you give to men who have made those mistakes, though, as far as coming forward for the help if they want their marriage back? Because God will forgive them.
Yes. You've gotta be willing, if your spouse is willing, to go to counseling. First of all, you've got to definitely repent. But I find some of the time, the biggest piece is you're looking for forgiveness immediately.
Mm-hmm.
A week or two ago by, and you're looking for things to be back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
And this can take years and years to happen. So you're going to have patience because you messed up. You're going to have to take it to the Lord and ask him for your forgiveness and your spouse. Apart from people knowing about it, I think once you do go through that, that should be the least of your worries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you've got to take a humble approach, and you've got to change some things with your thinking. You've got to really renew your mind, you know, because it starts up here first. So you've got to renew your mind and admit your shortcomings. I think some people have a problem with admitting their shortcomings. It may be some type of excuse, but you sins against the Lord.
First and foremost.
First.
There has to be transparency.
Yes. You sinned against the Lord.
So, but to avoid all of that, I mean, is it safe to say that if couples come out to marriage ministry,
right,
they can avoid a whole lot of issues that, I mean, you're going to have issues in your marriage, but you won't have those issues. You won't have as many of those issues if you come out to marriage ministry and learn and fellowship. Is it safe to say that? Would you guys agree?
Yes, I agree with that, but to a certain extent. But one of the things I like to always say is that a lot of times, and this has happens to us, that sometimes we may have had a conflict before we came to marriage enrichment that night or the day before, and everybody's lips are tight on the way there.
Mm-hmm.
But once we get to marriage enrichment and we see other couples and we fellowship with other couples, all of a sudden, the dialogue opens up again because we realize it's not as bad as we're making it. When we see other couples that goes through the same thing that we go through, it's really not big a deal.
Yes.
And on the way home, we're talking, we're dialoguing, we're talking about what happened, because a lot of times we just stay in our own environment or stay in the house and suffer. When we can go out together, that's one of the reasons why I think, you know, to me, and not taking nothing away from any of the other ministries, but it's one of the main ministries that you can do something with your spouse. You know, that you can be together there. So, I mean, it's been a big help to us because it gives you a different perspective. A lot of people suffer in silence at home or wherever they go. But if they can come and do something positive together, that can only help your marriage.
And it helps you take the masks off. Unfortunately, Christians tend to wear masks. They don't, you know, they have a problem being transparent. And that's not to say that you have to. Everybody is not called to bear their soul publicly like that. However, you'll know whether you're one of the ones called when you're in that marriage enrichment environment. Even if you're helping another couple, you bless yourself by doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want anybody to think that, you know, somebody's in your business.
No.
You know, it's not even that kind of environment where everybody knows, you know, what you're going through, unless you want to talk to somebody. But a lot of times you find another couple that you actually start to have a good rapport with, and maybe you start doing a few things outside of marriage enrichment. And that's going to bless your marriage also. That's going to bless that other couple's marriage. And that's what I like about the ministry. A lot of people have developed friendships amongst each other and as a group. And you're starting to go with some couples that have the same mind, are trying to see the same thing. And a lot of times you need that in your life.
Yes.
I remember when we were at Sharon on the marriage leadership, something my wife and I used to do each month.
Mm-hmm.
We used to always take a couple for that month and take them out on a date at the expense of ourselves just to treat this couple, let them know mm-hmm. that we're there for them. They're not in this alone.
Amen.
Let's not try to perfect ourselves, which is, to us, marriage is very important to us. That's why we decide to have the outreach ministry, mentoring, coaching, because we see that couples die alone because they don't want to seek the help.
Yeah.
So we took upon ourselves to say, you know what, we're going to take you guys out, give you some advice, help you through your issues, whatever you have, we're here for you. And we did that, and it was very encouraging, and it was a plus for us to know that, you know, God calls us to do something for this couple. Each and every month we did something for an individual couple. And
amen.
And I think that's something that I really want to get back at right now, besides mm-hmm. doing the mentoring and coaching and things of that nature, though. The couples mm-hmm. need that one-on-one.
Man, I applaud y'all guys because you have a heart for it.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people aspire to do it, but God bless you guys with a heart for the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And I applaud you, and I see how you guys work behind the scenes. And you're doing what God intended for you to do, and I thank y'all guys for that.
Yes, yes.
And we truly appreciate it, but we applaud you guys because you guys are doing just major things. And with that being said, I just wanted to get you guys to just talk about some of the things that you do in marriage ministry to let the couples know that it's, you know, because people think when you get married, oh, it's boring. Marriage is fun. So I just wanted you guys to just talk about some of the things that you do because you guys are just awesome, like I say. But I just wanted you to just talk about, I know you have a retreat coming up in June, and then you have the Valentine's Day event coming next month. So if you guys could just talk about things that you've already done and then talk about the events that's coming up and how people can get on board, because, you know, people want to do it. They just don't know what to do. They don't know how to do it, but they want to do it.
Sure. You want to take it, honey?
No, you got it.
Okay. Well, in the past year, we've done two comedy shows. It was awesome. Both times we had Christian clean comedians that were hysterical, and we made it like a cafe where, you know, we had these little appetizer boats we served, and we always had live musicians, And it was very nice the way that turned out, very successful, and we plan to continue doing that. We've also had, we usually do a Caribbean night every year, which is a lot of fun. We go one of the islands and we, you know, have food and music and fun. We've had marriage enrichment in Paris, where we made the Hope Cafe at church like a Paris restaurant in Paris. The core, the food, everything was themed in Paris, and that was really nice. It was very dressy, and we had fun. We danced. We just do a lot of things to remind the couples that, you know, you can have fun in your marriage. It doesn't have to be all work and all kids and, you know, all, you know, just, you can let your hair down sometimes. You can have fun, and you should.
Okay. All right, because I know some of the stuff we've attended, so. talk about one of the things that you guys did was the indoor picnic. I want to know where you guys came up with that theme, because that was so much fun.
I think, if I remember correctly, we had to cancel our
tailgate.
We had to cancel our tailgate party. Oh, yeah, that's another thing we try to do every year is a tailgate party. We had to cancel it because E. Stephen Collins' memorial service was held at our church the same day as the tailgate party. So we didn't want to conflict with his memorial service, so we canceled our tailgate party, and we rescheduled it for indoor picnic that next month. And then it just took on a life of its own because we decided to let the wives cater to their husband during the picnic, and you bring your husband's favorite food. And it turned into more of a husband's appreciation ceremony also. And we had a masseuse there that taught us little tricks of the trade, and it was just a lot of fun. So that's kind of where that idea came from. We weren't able to do our outdoor tailgate party as planned in September, so we did an indoor picnic. And we liked it so much, we're going to make that an annual event also.
Okay, well, that needs to be an annual event. I mean, you guys do so many wonderful events, and we try to make as many as we can.
Yeah,
you know, but you guys are doing such a wonderful job. Now, I wanted to talk about, let's talk about the retreat first.
Okay, sure.
You guys are on a marriage retreat in August, I mean, I'm sorry, June in Maryland. So if you could just talk about that a little, let people know what's going on and how can they register and things of that nature.
Sure. Me again?
Yep. You're good at it.
Okay. Well, from June Thursday through Sunday, June 26th through the 29th, we're going to have a, we call it a Turn Up the Heat retreat in Baltimore, Maryland. The hotel we're staying at is the Tremont, and it's all suites. So every room is a nice room. We're going to have a dinner at McCormick & Schmick's, and Marcus D. Wiley of the Yolanda Adams Morning Show is going to do a set, a comedy set for us. Another night we're going to have a cruise on the Spirit of Baltimore. We're also going to have workshops. I know our bishop is one of the speakers. We have our senior pastors are attending with their wives. We have a phenomenal array of workshop topics. divorce is not an option. That is what our focus is going to be on this retreat, and we're going to show the couples why it's not an option and how to battle the real enemy of our marriage, and that's Satan.
Exactly,
when you're,
yes.
Anytime you're having issues in your marriage, it is Satan attacking your marriage. And so we want to, you know, we just expose him for what he is, and we want to give the couples just simple, everyday tools that they can use to protect themselves.
Amen.
And so that's what
right.
the focus of the retreat is going to be. You can register, either email us, you can send it in the mail. The cost is $12.50 per couple, and it's all inclusive. You get breakfast and dinner every day. All the materials for the workshops, cruise, the dinner, everything is included in that, and you don't have to even parking, and you don't have to spend any more unless you want to.
We love all inclusive.
Yes.
Once it's paid, you don't have to pay anything else.
Not unless you want to. I mean, you can always find ways to spend more money in the harbor because they've got some beautiful malls and, you know, boutiques. But you do not have to spend any more unless you want to.
Okay. And we're going to post the information on our page, Together Marriages. We'll be posting information for those who want to go on a retreat. And
Amen.
I encourage you guys to go on a retreat because there's no retreat like the Sharon Baptist retreat. So we encourage you to do that. And let's talk about Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes. We are this year, this is our first of many, we're sure, where we're collaborating with your group, Together Marriages, and Victory Baptist Church. And, of course, all married and engaged couples are welcome, no matter what church you're from. But we decided to get together this year and collaborate and do a joint event. And so we're doing a red and black ball. We still haven't decided which banquet hall we're going to have it at. We're looking at a couple of them. But that's going to be on February the 15th, and the banquet hall that we're kind of leaning towards will only hold about 90 couples. So it's going to have to be first come, first serve because it's not a huge place. So, but it is going to be a first-class event. We've got a amazing caterer who is, I'm telling you, the cost is $50 per couple. And for $50, we are going to, I mean, we make it do some stuff, man. It is going to be amazing. We're going to have a really deliciously catered meal with desserts. We have a soloist that's going to, you know, give us a couple of while we're eating, serenade us basically. We've got a nice DJ, and the program is just going to be very nice. So we're going to come together with these groups and the couples and just give them an amazing night for a very affordable, amazing night.
Well, we're excited.
Amen.
And we just love how you guys just bring it to the forefront.
Yes. It's all about the couples.
So let's talk about your leadership team. You want to give them a shout out? I know you did.
Yes. Our team is amazing. First of all, we have two couples that assist us that are, we decided to go with a couple that have been married a long time and another couple that a younger couple, because we think that balance is what the ministry needs. We need fresh ideas, and at the same time, we need the stability of a more mature, you know, couple. And the Paytons, it's Leroy and Marlene Payton,
mm-hmm.
and James and Tanika Long. Those are our two assistant couples, and they are phenomenal. I mean, let me tell you, you really cannot run a successful ministry by yourself. You need help, and they are all that, let me tell you. And then we have other couples that are just amazing. We have some very good friends of ours that are on the ministry that they usually don't do ministry work. So we are just honored that they've been with us since since we took over the ministry, and that's our good friends, Bob and Barb Taylor Ash. They are amazing. We have a lot of couples. Victor, you want to help me because you know.
Oh, yeah, we have we have the core with this assistant. Then we have a core team also that advise and help us in certain areas that not necessarily do day-to-day operations, but
advisors.
Just advisors. And then we have some mentors, Deacon Fred and Bonnie Moon, that y'all guys know and very well. And
amazing.
They, were leaders of Marriage Enrichment years ago. So they've been very instrumental in our development.
Yes.
And then
such
we have
a blessing.
Such a blessing. And then we have about maybe eight other couples that
I'll name them real fast.
Okay.
I'll
name them real fast. We have the Rouses, the Mosleys, Fred and Tina Scott. Let me tell you, Minister Fred and Dr. Tina Scott.
Well,
you know,
we grew up with them. I grew up with them from yay high. I mean, yay high, like 5 and 6 years old. We come from the same neighborhood. So, and then when I was on leadership at Sharon Baptist, that was the couple that we worked with.
Wow.
Okay.
They are amazing. They, you know, mentors are usually older than you. But those they were our mentors when we first came to Sharon, and they're younger than us. So it's like a little weird, but they are just an amazing couple. We also have Deacon Jerome and Vanessa Kilcrest.
Woohoo!
Yes, Harold and Melinda Bradshaw.
Amen.
We have some awesome people on our team, man. We love these guys, Kevin and Renee Dixon.
Oh,
yeah. Steve and Valerie Amster. And I know you know these guys, Mike and Deneen Young.
Amen,
We have some amazing couples that work hard, and I mean, they do first-class work. And what you see is all of us working together. Dave and Sharon Hester, don't let me forget them.
Mm-hmm.
But we just have amazing couples that jump in. And then we have couples that they jump in and help us. They're not even on the Marriage Enrichment team, but they jump in and help anyway. We love them. We just love the spirit of many of these couples, and we couldn't do it without them, honestly.
Well, we just thank you guys. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your talent. And we appreciate everything that you've done for Marriage Ministry. And go ahead, I'm sorry. Say it.
I got to send a shout out to our bishop for supporting us. And our servant leader, Pastor Sam Peterson.
Yes.
He's instrumental in helping us do what we do.
Yes.
So I can't omit those guys because, I mean, that's where it starts from.
I forgot one couple. I cannot get off without thanking them. Don and Lynette Smith.
All right.
Oh, yes. We used to
yes.
work with them. I'm telling you, you guys have the best. Bonnie and Fred Moon, a year after we got married, they was asking us to be on leadership. And we, you know, we was trying to figure out this marriage thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But after the second year, or maybe the third year, we agreed. And then the baton was passed, and then the Browns became the leaders over the ministry. And we promised the Moons, we promised. And she was, like, holding me to it. And then the Browns asked us, and we did. And we had such a good time with the leaders. Just within leadership, that's why it's plenty of people I can go to. That's why my husband don't do anything, because, you know, I'm a tell. You know, I got people that I can talk to, and I will.
He talks too much.
Yeah, and see, I'm telling you, if he do, you know, I mean, I don't talk to people who is going to tell my business, but I'm going to talk to people who can help me. And then if I'm talking to a wife, you know, that husband going to talk to my husband. I mean, we haven't done that in years, but I'm just saying that it's good as far as the leadership, because you need that, the balance of one another.
Yes, I
so
totally agree.
So I'm so
agree.
Excited. I am excited for you guys. I'm just excited what the Lord is going to do this year for you guys, because I know you have an awesome agenda for the entire year.
Yes. Yes, we thank you and appreciate that.
Yes. So is there anything else you guys wanted to say? I do want you guys to give your telephone number and the email address again for the couples who want to attend the retreat, the Valentine's Ball, or eat, just to get on your mailing list, because you guys are phenomenal as far as that. I just love how you do your mailing list. You give it scripture. It's like so encouraging, you know. So if you guys want to give some more information on how people can contact you guys who want to be a part of marriage ministry.
Sure. And we do have a bi-month, well, we try to do it at least a couple times a month. We send out a newsletter that has some encouragement, has what we call a love nugget and a financial nugget in there, and it also tells you what events are coming up, and a prayer is also included in there. So we can be reached at, the telephone number is 610-517-3689. Or you can call the church at 215-473-3000. And our email address is V as in Victor, Z as in Zebra, Strong, at AOL.com. And just get on the mailing list, and we'll keep you informed. And we'll also send you the marriage enrichment newsletter.
Okay, that is just so excellent. I love you guys. We just love
you
guys.
Too.
We love what you guys
thank
are doing.
You. We love you too.
We love what you guys stand for, and we just thank you just for yielding to the Holy Spirit and mentoring and helping people grow in their marriage, because a lot of marriages are immature, but we have all decided that we want to help mature those marriages as people help us mature.
Yes.
Amen.
Exactly.
Yes.
Pass it on.
So, babe?
Yes.
Okay. You have anything else you want to address, you want to say?
Well, I just want to thank the Strongs for just being allowed and able and willing to attend this first session as our guest
thank
this evening.
You.
Oh, thank you very
much.
Thanks for asking.
And we sure this will not be the last time.
Yes,
oh,
and
amen.
We are so sorry we couldn't take questions, but we'll definitely have the Strongs back on their family so they can come on whenever they want. And then you guys will be able to ask questions. We to our listeners, we truly apologize. It's our first time, and yes, we went over, and that's what we do as Christians. We go over stuff.
Yep.
So, Brother Duke, would you guys like to say anything else before we close out?
Go ahead.
Victor?
Yeah, I just want to encourage couples to seek out a ministry to sharpen yourself up. I can't say it enough about iron sharpening iron, but Hebrews 4:12 says, likewise, the word of God is a double-edged sword, and it's with this that we are to sharpen one another in fellowship, in meetings, and in any other interaction. And that's what we need to do. We need to sharpen each other up and prepare each other to go through this marriage. Marriage is not an easy feat, and you can't do it by yourself. You got to have both of you and the word of God and some encouragement from your brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Babe,
you
want to
close in prayer?
Sure, darling. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening, Father God. We thank you for the strong Zivia and Victor, Father God, on what they have brought to marriages this evening, Father God, the willingness to share themselves, the willingness to show that we can overcome and conquer marriage, though, through the word of God, Father. We thank you for that, Father God. Amen. Father God, I ask that you continue to order their footsteps as you may have them go, Father God. And I ask that you bless each and every individual on the phone, safeguard their homes, until the next time we meet again. Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys so much.
Thank
you
for having us.
Thank you.
We truly adore you guys.
Yes.
And for our listeners, we just wanted to let you know next Monday at 9:30, it's Truly Well Wives, and we'll be having a dialogue with Gail Crowder from Bringing Sexy Back to the Marriage. So tune in next week, and we'll be sending information. And also on our Facebook page, we'll put all the information how you can get in touch with Sharon Baptist Marriage Ministry with Brother Victor and Sister Vivian Strong, and all the information, a retreat, the seminars, anything that they have going on, we'll be posting it. So stay tuned. And until we meet again, may God bless and rule.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you guys once again. We appreciate that, and we look forward to meeting you guys soon.
Oh, definitely. You and me both. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye.